People can't stop talking about the epic failure that went down in Game 1 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it had been an exciting game on ABC last night between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then, well, I'm going to let our colleagues pick it up from here. Our producer, Becky Sullivan, sat out in the NPR newsroom with her microphone.
All right. Did you watch the game last night?
Yes. You're going to make me recall this.
Can you take me through just like the last, you know, 10 or so seconds of regulation, like what happened?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
the Cavs were down by 1 point.
It is 107-106.
The Cavs had the ball. There was, what, 4 seconds?
4.7 seconds left on the clock.
It was the longest 4 seconds of my life.
Up until that point, LeBron James has scored
49 points.
Carried the team on his back single-handedly. LeBron and his band of merry misfits.
James pass inside on a foul call on Thompson.
Teammate gets fouled, gets sent to the line.
George Hill was shooting free throws.
2 free throws to win the game.
So the Cavs hit 1 free throw, missed the second.
Misses the second.
So then it was 107-107.
It's tied.
Then
the Cavs got the rebound.
J.R. Smith gets the rebound.
And they're at the Cavaliers' basket, so all he needs to do is to
shoot the ball, take time out, do anything but just stand there and let the clock run out.
But then
inexplicably
he dribbles away,
runs away from the basket.
Why aren't they shooting? And he's just dribbling the ball,
which is what you would do if you're trying to run out the clock.
And then it hit me.
He thought that they were winning and he was just dribbling the timeout and they were not winning.
It was 107-107.
It's tied.
He didn't realize that he had to take the shot.
You get the feeling J.R. Smith thought they had the lead. He didn't know the score.
When the buzzer sounded, they just looked so defeated.
And then LeBron James is just staring at him.
Just like an incredulous look on his face. He's like, what is happening?
It's the face of the greatest basketball player of all time, in my opinion, who scored 51 points only to watch like a starting member of the Cavaliers lose the game for them.
I've scored 51 points here, historical game, and you guys can't do anything right.
It was just like breaking my heart.
I cannot believe that that happened, honestly.
How can you keep playing after that? That's what you have to play a whole overtime period.
And anyone who was watching that game knew that when it went to overtime, it was not going to work out for these guys.
They totally lost.
Oh yeah, it wasn't even close in overtime.
LeBron is carrying this team on his shoulders, pushing these people to be a little better than mediocre, and they ruined it.
I'm from Cleveland. I thought we had it, and then we didn't. This is cruel, Becky.
NPR's Renita Jablonski, Brandon Carter, Ahmad Omar, Monica Evstatieva, and Laura Roman speaking to our producer, the very cruel Becky Sullivan.
J.R. Smith says he knew it was tied and didn't shoot because he thought the Cavs were going to call a timeout. Game 2 is Sunday night.